Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the destiny and call that God has for us, this place where God is proving and refining us, making us, and shaping us as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's a place that is wonderful because as we become more and more like him, our light shines. People are able to see the love of Jesus Christ, the compassion of Jesus Christ in our life, and they're able to pattern themselves out of it, be drawn to that light, be attracted to that light, come to know Jesus, and be encouraged in their walk of faith. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to learn how to go through the process. Everyone goes through the process, and that process is God making you. That process is God basically stretching you, building your faith. It's that process where God allows you to trust him more and more as you grow in him, as you acknowledge him, as you trust him, as you let him allow the destiny that he has for you to develop and to manifest in your life. So this place of empowerment that we're going through in this session allows us to understand that we're not in this thing by ourselves. Sometimes we can feel like we're alone in our process and no one understands our process. But as we look and study people in the Bible, we see that they went through similar things and God made them, and they did not have the tools that we have today. All they had was the voice of God that was spoken to them, the word that God gave them, the anointing by the prophet. So they didn't have the Bible as we have it today, but yet they did wonderful things. They made mistakes. They did not always obey, but we see God's path, a hand on their life, and their path doing exactly what he said that they were going to do. So no matter where we are, God is going to get the glory as long as we trust him and abide in him. So we've been looking at unlikely places of blessings where it doesn't seem that God is going to bless, break through, make a way. It's a predicament that you can't see how God is going to come through for you. And we started off last year in this, and we still continue in this. And this unlikely place of blessing now, what we're studying is leadership, and it's David and how he's being made into the leader that God has called him to be. David is not chosen by man, but he's God's man. He was chosen by God. And he goes through a process of God allowing him to grow and become all that he needs to be. So by the time he takes the throne, he's the man that's equipped for the job. And even though he's on the throne, he does still make mistakes, but his heart is always tender before the Lord. His heart is always a response before the Lord, and it's always in obedience towards God. So we're going to go back and look a little bit further. We're going back again to the 22nd, 21st. We're going to look at the 21st, 22nd, 23rd chapter today and get through that and get the nuggets out of that we need to get. We see that David basically has gone to Gath, and this is a major city in Philistia, and this major city is a city also where Goliath is coming from. Now, he's on the run from Saul, and you have to understand that there are things in our life that when we are going through a process that it seems as if there will be people, there will be circumstances, there will be things that will call us to try to go on the run, that would try to consume us or take our life or steal our testimony or to try to beat us down until we give up. But you have to understand that during these times, God is not going to allow those things to overtake you and take you down, because he has a call for your life. He has a purpose for your life, and it's greater than this place of confusion, of hardship, of persecution. It's greater than that. But we have to go through that process, because even in that, we're identifying with Jesus Christ, because he was persecuted, and he went through it the right way. He's our example. And as we study his life and study what he went through and what he endured while he was here on the earth, and even when he faced the cross, we understand how we're to go through some things and how we're to allow his will to be done in our life and not our own. So David is here, and he's going through this persecution because Saul understands that he has been replaced, and David is his replacement. Now, he goes to Gath, which is the city, the Philistine city, one of the Philistine cities, and it's a major city. And everyone knows David because they know that he is the one who killed their champion. He killed Goliath. So they know him. And when he gets to the city, he's basically seized by the Philistine, the army, and they begin to recite to him the song that was sung about David and Saul. And they begin to tell him that Saul has killed his 1,000, but David has killed his 10,000. And David took these words to heart. He took them to heart, and he became afraid because he understood that by him killing their champion and by him showing up there, he was a threat to them. Now, David pretended that he was mad. He pretended that he was insane. He pretended like he had lost his mind. And he did all of this because he didn't have any other means of fighting and defending himself. There was too many of them for him to fight. And even though David was a very good warrior, he knew that he could not take on all of these people and win. So he pretended to be mad. He pretended to be insane. Now, through all of this, David never asked God, should he go to Gath? He was just running. And he was running in fear, and he was running by his emotion. And I know in this time he was saying, I didn't ask for all of this. All I wanted to do was do what was right, do what was honorable. I didn't ask to be anointed as king. You know, because whenever you're going through something that you didn't cause yourself, and there's a great turn with people who supposedly know you, and they start acting towards you as if you were an enemy because of the anointing of your life and because of where God is taking you, you basically start saying, well, I didn't ask for this. I didn't ask for this. I was satisfied being where I was. You called me into this. And now I'm facing all this trouble. I'm facing all this persecution. But you have to know that even in that is part of your process. That is part of you developing the heart of God, developing an ear to hear what God says, developing an attitude to trust God and believe him and be led by his spirit. And it doesn't feel good. Our flesh doesn't like it, but it's all part of our process. And it helps us identify more and more, as I said before, with Christ and how he walked and journeyed on the earth and was persecuted by many, many people before he went on the cross and then while he was on the cross. So that gives us an idea of some of the things that we will endure in different seasons of our life because of our identity with Jesus Christ. Now, David, as I said, was seized by the Philistine army, and they basically took him to before the king. And when they took him before the king, they placed him before the king. He basically acted this way in such a way before the king that the king says, do I need another insane soldier? Do I need another soldier that is crazy in my army? And because I don't need that, I don't want him here. So what the king did was he basically, the men, they drove David out. They made him go away. And they made him leave because he had no interest in him. And he just felt like that the life that David had or the reputation that David had did not measure up or live up to what he was seeing. And so by driving him away, that was his way of escape. That was his way of God allowing him to escape even that enemy, and nothing happened to him. Because even though God wouldn't allow them to mess with him, it was still God making sure that David's life was preserved for the place that he was going to go. And God is going to always preserve you. Once David left the presence of the king and they drove him out, he basically escaped and he went to the cave of Adullam. And when he went there and something happened that was wonderful. Now, after David fled from Saul to the cave of Adullam, 400 men sought him out, and they sought him out for his leadership. These 400 men will eventually grow to 600 men, which lets you know that God was increasing him and lets you know that God was on his side and God was letting him know with assurance, even when these men came to seek him out, even though most of their motives were not the motives that David wanted at that time, it lets him see that men are going to follow his leadership. And God was using even that as an encouragement to him to let him know that even though you're hiding right now, there are still people willing to follow you. These 400 men were distressed, they were in debt, they were discontented, and David was going to be the person that was going to train them to become effective in his army. they were going to be effective, because at this particular time, they did not have the skills that was needed and necessary to be in the army that David needed as fighting warriors and conquerors. But God was going to allow them to train them, which lets us know that when you are in leadership, God will allow you to receive or have people in your congregation or in your ministry that are maybe like what David is seeing. They're discontented, they're distressed, they're in debt, they're broken. But God will allow you to pour into them the life of him, teach them the word, and begin to train them so that they can become people that will know how to fight and pray, stand on the word of God and the army of God, that they will become strong warriors and conquerors, that they will begin to see themselves differently and see themselves as the word of God has declared that they are. And it takes a leader to make people understand who they are, lead them and show them who they are, train them, teach them who they are, so that they'll be able to now live out that word as they live it out by faith through Jesus Christ, knowing that what he's doing in them is greater than anything that's ever happened in their life, and where he's taking them is greater than anything that they're presently in. So it takes a leader to do that. David was that type of leader, and I believe God is raising up leaders and has raised up leaders like that in this time, in this season, and even in time past. And we're going to be detrimental to what God is going to build in these last days to stand in these evil times, to even be able to be the light to people and to allow them to understand that God is the answer. So David was that to them. David, some of these men eventually even began to kill giants, because giants were still in the land at that time. What that means for us is spiritually we're going to kill some stuff that looks tall and tries to tower over us, that we're going to be able to go into spiritual warfare and take down strongholds that have been in areas, territorial areas for a while, that we're going to pray until we see change. Broken yokes are going to be destroyed, and broken places in people's lives are going to be mended because of the ministry and because of the word and because of the prayers of the righteous that God is going to begin to move upon in the earth. So God is even now letting us see that even the leadership or the way that David went is going to be parallel to some of the things that we will face in our natural walk today and ministry, but we're going to see the pattern and see the outline of how God used David and what David did and how it strengthened him and strengthened these men, and it made a divine change. So God is going to get you ready for that divine change. You've got to go through that process. David was the one that basically attracted these men, and he did this without even pursuing them. They pursued him. So whatever God has for you, it will pursue you. It's going to come after you. Your leadership skills, what's in you, your talents, is going to be known, and people will pursue you. And when they do, that's the time for you to understand that God is getting you ready and what your assignment is. That is not the time for you to get prideful and haughty and big-headed and think it's all about you, but it's about the will of God being performed and done, and you being the vessel that God wants to use in that season. David also drew deep loyalty from these men without even trying to get it. In other words, his lifestyle before he began to run showed them something that they could follow and pattern after. Your lifestyle, how you live, how you conduct yourself will give people something that they need to pattern to follow, because the Bible lets us know that we're to follow. Paul even said, follow me as I follow Christ. Well, they need someone to follow in the earth so that they can follow Christ, that they see Christ in. And so you're that person that God's going to use, whether it's your family, whether it's your immediate family, your extended family, whether it's your community, on your job, in ministry, in the church, whatever it is, be someone that God can use to pattern, someone that can pattern their life by. David also transformed these men without discouraging them or disenchanting them over their initial state. They were in a state that showed where they were, but he was able to speak and direct and teach them in such a way that it changed the very state of where they were into something greater. These men basically did not want to be under the rule. They didn't like the rule of Saul. And so by following David, they saw something else. And I'm sorry we're out of time and I wanted to go further, but we can't for today. I want you to have a wonderful worship experience this weekend. Go in praising God, blessing Him for even where you're at in your life and what He's doing in your life and where He's taking you. Thank Him every single day that He's chosen you for something great and that He's preparing you for something greater. Be in a place where God can always use you to be tended for Him. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Have a wonderful weekend and a great day. God bless.